This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Grant Paulson. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We're changing things up. We're going to be making the show available for you 1 hour at a time. So if you're looking for a specific part of the hour of a show, look below at the description of what we've been talking about for time cues.
It's Danny. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you live on the radio from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays on 106.7 The Fan.
It's Thursday. Welcome in, Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan. The final day of Danny Ruye on this program in 2017.
I will walk off into that good night for like 5-6 days. But just because the way the calendar works out, you got a Christmas on a midweek, you got a New Year's on a midweek. Next thing you know, it'll be 2018, and then I'll be back. I'm excited, buddy.
It's going to be a fun holiday, my friend.
We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. How many trips are you making? What do you got planned?
We got a lot of trips. It's all fairly local, but okay. It's all like an hour away. Does that make any sense? Like, we do this like hour plus triangle. We'll be in Frederick, or like outside of Frederick, just my pop's place in Arlington, and some Baltimore time. Just everybody's going to see everybody.
So you don't have to at any point pack a cooler in the car and make a day of it.
No, we're doing that once. We're going to a nice little 2-day hideaway in I can't remember the name of the place in West Virginia, but we're going like a little ski lodge type deal.
Oh wow, that's like a presidential getaway with no one able to take pictures of you in the woods of West Virginia.
We'll be able to do that.
Sounds very nice.
Spot me like a Yeti.
God's country. The Nationals signed Matt Adams yesterday, 1 year and $4 million. I love Matt Adams.
I am so about this, by the way.
Yeah, I've always liked Matt Adams. Matt Adams is kind of a guy in general. He's 29 years old. Not a great player, not a superstar by any means, but he's got huge power off the bench. This is a really smart signing. They got him for 1 year and $4 million to basically be their Adam Lind from a year ago. Adams, who you may know from his time at the Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves. And what's interesting, Danny, is you and I were both perturbed and weirded out by the fact that they didn't seem interested in bringing Adam Lind back.
So there was a mutual option, meaning both parties had to agree. What I wanted to see was the Nationals be like, yeah, this is obviously a bargain. A guy that played 116 games for us, hit around 300 with the best bench bat in the sport. A guy that is going to play because our guys get injured a lot, who played the outfield a little bit, did a bunch of good things for us, and was instrumental at the bargain price of $5 million. Of course we want you, but we'll let you make the decision that you want to go get paid more somewhere else. The Nationals declined the option. Well, and I went, what?
Well, what's strange about that is when you talk to the Nats reporters who are talking to people in the building, they were all saying, yeah, they feel like they can get the same production for cheaper. And my thought was, there's no way they could get the same production for cheaper.
I go, that's crazy to me.
Chalk one up for the Nats.
They know better than me.
Now, this is where I will tell you that Matt Adams this year will not have as good a season, very likely, as Adam Lind had last year. Adam Lind, for much of the year, was hitting .315 and hit over .300 with some power off the bench. Matt Adams is not going to go out and hit .315. For his career, he's about a .270 hitter. However, if you bring Adam Lind back this season, he also wouldn't hit the same that he hit last year. Adam Lind's not going to be Adam Lind.
Mm-hmm.
Think Yunel Escobar. Remember, Yunel Escobar came in here, hit over .300, had a great year, and then the Nats quickly moved on from him, and everyone thought, why are they doing that? Well, because the Nats made the decision correctly. It was fun while it lasted.
We enjoyed it.
Great year from Yunel Escobar. Just like we got a great year from Adam Lind, we're probably not going to get that same season. Matt Adams has more power, hits right-handed pitching almost as well. This is a really smart, good move.
Matt Adams can hit. I'm going to say that one more time. Matt Adams can hit. I've never understood why everybody's always wanted to move on from Matt Adams. Now, when he was a great big heavyset gentleman, he was banged up a lot.
When I used to call him Fat Adams.
Yeah.
But I did that because I liked him.
He's in pretty decent shape at this point. He's not the chiseled bedrock. He doesn't look like like a male model with his shirt off, but he lost a bunch of the weight. That dude can hit. And the idea that you could get him for 1 year and $4 million is baffling to me. I don't understand why there wasn't a bigger market. I don't understand why Yonder Alonso got four times the amount of money for 2 years. I don't understand sometimes the baseball free agent market. I know this. You got a younger Adam Lind replacement in the form of Matt Adams. That guy can hit, and he will have huge swings and at-bats for the Nationals this coming year. Book it.
What would you guess his batting average in his career is against right-handed pitching as primarily a bench bat?
I'd say he's a 285, 290 type
hitter. Yeah, that's where he is. 286 with power off right-handed pitching. And this is how he'll be used, I think, is you're going to get a guy that, like Lind, will spell Ryan Zimmerman at first base once a week or so.
You got to do it.
Against right-handed pitching. Keep Ryan Zimmerman fresh and healthy. In a pinch, he can play left field.
Did so this past year.
He played left field 19 times, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Adam Lind played left field occasionally as well.
He's so did Paul LaDuca.
Yeah, he's the same in left as Matt Adams is, as LaDuca is. It's just a, hey, here's a glove. Go stand out there, and if a ball's hit to you, try to get it back into the infield as quickly
as
possible.
Throw it to an infielder. They're there.
That's kind of the task for Matt Adams. But I like the pickup. I like the addition.
I love it. Now, again, you have to design things in context. And this is something I used to get irritated at the Wizards about, where you'd go, if we're healthy, dot, dot, dot. Well, you have to account for the fact that you haven't been healthy in a certain amount of time. Thinking back to that group of big three, right, where it was Caron, Gilbert Arenas, and Antoine Jameson. You always said, well, if we're healthy, we could go be pretty good. Well, you have to build as if you're not going to be healthy. And Mike Rizzo's done a great job of that with the Nationals. The reason you win those division titles is you have oft-injured players in Ryan Zimmerman, in Jason Worth, in some of your linchmans, even in Bryce Harper. You need a guy that's not just standard-issue bench player that comes in and hits 250 with 10 homers. You can't have that. You've got to have something different. The years they won the division, go back to the year Tyler Moore had in 2012, Chad Tracy had in 2012. That's how you get through 162 on these grinds when guys have to miss 2 weeks and then take another couple weeks to kind of get back into form. Matt Adams is going to play north of 100 games. Matt Adams will get you, I don't know, I'd probably guess around 300, maybe even more at-bats over the course of this season. He's going to be instrumental. He is going to help them. What a signing. I love it.
True story for you about Matt Adams and how much I love Matt Adams. I do radio with Jim Duquette a bunch, mm-hmm. who is the former GM of the Mets and of the Orioles. His cousin is Dan Duquette, who is the current GM of the Orioles.
Right.
So a couple of years ago at the All-Star festivities, I am hanging out with Jim Duquette, and I always kind of jokingly tell him, I'm like, hey, we got to get together with Dan so I can give him some trades he needs to make because I'm a big Orioles fan. So one time we bump into Dan Duquette, and we're like going out to eat or whatever, and Jim says to Dan, why don't you come with us? So me and Jim and Dan Duquette go and grab lunch.
Grant and the Duquettes.
Right. So while we're there, I'm like elbowing Duke under the table. I'm like, hey, you got to let me make my deal for Dan Duquette. So Jim's like, oh, okay, tell him what you want to tell him. And I'm like, Dan, you got to trade for Matt Adams. And it began what was like several straight times whenever I would be around Jim Duquette, where I would just ask him to tell Dan that I still wanted him to make my Matt Adams trade, which I had worked out the deal for him. I had the pitcher who he was going to give up, everything. I just love Matt Adams so much. So my whole bit was bring him to Baltimore, let him be the designated hitter, let him hit 30 home runs. I don't think he would have been Mark Trumbo for them. But at Camden Yards, that guy would hit 30 bombs.
Let him just attack the warehouse.
He is just so undervalued, I don't get it.
I
think it's
hit.
Because he's got a bad body, I'm pretty sure, although it's gotten better. But, you know, generally, if you're kind of a portly, limited defensive player who can just hit, no one really cares about you that much. That is what I have boiled it all down
Everybody
to.
Everybody wants to move on. Everybody wants something different. I've never gotten why that guy couldn't start every day for Tony La Russa and then for Mike Matheny. What, like, didn't he hit that homer off Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs?
He did.
Kershaw's
he
did.
A huge homer
doesn't
off Kershaw.
Hit, doesn't give up anything to lefties. Matt Adams doesn't hit lefties. Boom, massive home run playoffs, propels St. Louis past the Dodgers. And everybody thinks the Dodgers can't get out of the first round. Where does that curse kind of come into play? Does that remind you of anybody?
Guy, a little birdie was chirping to me, telling me that you watched Home Alone last night.
That's right.
How'd you feel about it?
I felt great.
Did you get the child to watch Home Alone?
Yeah, so that became an issue.
Was he sized for Macaulay Culkin?
Early, yes, but then once the Wet Bandits kind of got close to the homestead and were circling,
he
got a little too scared. We had to turn it off, yeah.
Oh, no. What about when Kevin gets the last laugh?
We tried to assure the young man that you've got to get through this part to understand Kevin wins. We promise you it's okay. in hysterics.
What if you just go back to the movie later and you skip ahead to when he's beating them up?
We might have to do
he
that.
He would love that.
We might have to do that because there's funny parts when they fall and Marv gets hit in the head with a can.
They are the worst criminals ever, by the way.
The wet bandits stink.
Not only are they very punctual and they get there right at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
But how about the fact that they get fooled over and over again by the same gimmicks? Like Kevin hits them with a can of paint and then they get hit with a second can of paint. The wet bandits are, no one's ever been worse at robbing a house than them. It's no wonder that they got caught over and over again in every movie.
Yeah, there's no reason to this signature calling card that Marv wanted to do so badly of turning the water on. I mean, it's so dumb.
Well, they become the sticky bandits in the second movie.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do to make them the sticky bandits? Doesn't he just wear sticky gloves or something?
Yeah, I forget how that one went.
And he just like puts his hands on things and like, yeah, it's like super glue on
it
his
becomes,
gloves.
It becomes sticky.
Did you even see the third Home Alone? You know there was one.
I probably did at some point.
Different kid than Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, I was going to say Macaulay Culkin was probably 17 for it.
I remember being too old for it and thinking, this is not my Home Alone. And basically punting 6 or 7 minutes into it. I'm guessing you didn't even see it because you're older than me.
No, we definitely saw it at some point.
Really?
And I couldn't pull a single detail. Let you know how memorable that was. I mean, I barely remember Home Alone 2. Because that I obviously saw it a couple different times. They're lost in New York, and it's just I go. They're redoing the same thing. I need the initial thing when Kevin's mom is like, "What kind of mother am I?"
Bad mom.
Yeah, you can't leave a son on an international flight. That's a pretty good.
In fairness to her, they did a head count for 12, and the dumb neighbor who had his beanie on was the reason why they left.
It was
Kevin.
Bring me back something nice from Paris. Have a good flight. Again, that needs to be the mom's responsibility. You can't leave it to like the bratty teenage sister. It needs to be the mom doing the headcount. You can't leave a kid when you fly international. So bad, objectively binary, 1 or 0, bad mom.
I miss John Candy.
Polka, polka.
John Candy and that, and I also watched Plane, Trains, and Automobile.
Kenosha Kickers.
Recently. I miss that guy. Him and Chris Farley, among others, left us.
Yeah, the Farley anniversary, by the way, was just this past week.
I think, was it 20 years ago?
Yeah.
No, that can't be right.
15, maybe.
Wow.
Boy, it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
That guy was... The quintessential sort of star that burned out.
He was my one seed.
He burned the candle at both ends big time.
Well, Tommy Boy was one of my favorite movies ever as a kid. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Hey, there's a piece that just came out this morning on ESPN.com called Destination Cousins, where look at this. They've got graphics of 14 different teams with Kirk wearing their jersey.
Oh, he looks good in a lot of those helmets that aren't the Redskins.
Yes. Someone did a lot of good work on this. The one that actually looks the best, not in terms of where I would want him to go, but there are two where I say this picture looks great. It's actually the Cleveland Browns and Arizona Cardinals' Kirk Cousins.
I will see that and raise you. The Miami Dolphins one looks kind of right.
The Dolphins kind of does look good.
The Dolphins
His eyes
looks
match
good.
The uniform a little bit.
Don't they? They're piercing the defense as
well. Buffalo Bills' Kirk Cousins looks pretty good.
I would take that one.
This is believable. The Jets. The Giants one I don't think looks good.
Giants one's wrong.
And the Steelers one I would love, but... that one looks okay. The Jaguars one is probably the worst looking photo.
I agree. But probably the greatest fit in the history of fits.
Could be a good fit. I was on Denver radio today with Tyler Palumbis, and all they were asking me about is Kirk Cousins going to come here? I was like, I have no idea, dude.
I don't know, man.
Good luck. I don't know. He's probably not going to be here, so.
That's right.
I mean, you got as good a chance as anybody. Let's go through some of the possibilities that they wrote up on ESPN.com next. Brant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Brant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. ESPN.com just dropped a piece called Destination Cousins. Kirk Cousins could become the NFL's highest paid player in 2018. You like that? Here are all of the places he could land. And they document, I believe, 14 different locations for Kirk Cousins. They go through why it could work, why it couldn't work. So I want to get into this, Danny. What's the best way to do this? Would it be... just to go through these teams and say, is it a better fit or worse fit for him than the Redskins? Does he have a better or worse chance to win than the Redskins? Or maybe, who would you rather play for next year, Washington or that
Ooh,
team?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so let's do that. So let's start the first team, obviously, they say is he could stay with the Redskins. Why it could work, they mentioned that he's playing too well for him to be allowed to leave, whether by trade or through free agency, that he could be making $34-plus million on the tag. Why it couldn't work, Cousins appears to not have shown interest in re-signing with the team since they failed to step up with the top-shelf offer. If the Redskins find the franchise or transition tax prohibitive, they could let Cousins walk. Cousins could try to force his way out of Washington by refusing to participate in the offseason program and training camp. That's not going to happen. Cardinals is the first team that they mention here. He looks good in this Arizona uniform. And if nothing else, this piece is worth checking out just so you can see Cousins in all these jerseys.
Again, it's really good. What is this, photoshopping?
I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, it's a really good job by that guy.
You're Kirk Cousins. Do you think you are in a better situation with the Redskins moving forward or the Cardinals?
It's a great question.
I would say Arizona.
I would probably lean Arizona.
You've got Larry Fitzgerald, a Hall of Famer, who doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Yeah, now, it's not as if he's too long for this league. I mean, you're not going to get this level of Larry Fitzgerald for that much longer, you'd think,
no,
right?
But I would say a couple seasons of Larry Fitzgerald.
But here's my big key, and it's two words. The first word is David. The second word is Johnson.
Yeah.
He is on his way back. Yes, please. I would love to play with David Johnson.
Arguably the best running back in the league, if it's not Ezekiel Elliott and Le'Veon Bell, but I would put him in the top three. So you'd have him, you have a running game when he comes back, you would think. You have Fitzgerald, and then you've got just speed galore. Look at J.J. Nelson winning downfield on Breland for 46 yards this past week. You got John Brown if and when he's ever healthy. You got Jaron Brown, whoever that is, some guy that just catches 40-yard passes all the time.
Fully admit I confuse the Browns.
There's just guys they pluck off assembly lines that go run deep routes.
That are really fast.
And Bruce Arians is an excellent play designer and coordinator in the same way that Jay Gruden is. Like Jay Gruden, he's on a little bit of a warming seat right now because the Cardinals have been terrible. They've dealt with a lot of injuries. But assuming Carson Palmer leaves, that's a pretty good job. So I would take the Cardinals over the Redskins.
I would take that.
Next team they give you, the Cleveland Browns.
Never. I don't care what the amount of money is. I don't care if they offered me double. I would never do it. I would never, ever go there. If I was in college and I had the option to go back to college, I would go back to college instead of being drafted by the Cleveland Browns. They have no chance. If the idea that they're going to give Hugh Jackson a vote of confidence, he has single-handedly ruined DeShone Kizer. I don't know what kind of quarterback he could have been. I liked him. He now has no chance. Thanks to Hugh Jackson, that organization is such an epic disaster. I would never, ever go there under any circumstances, no matter the money.
You'd only be a five-hour drive from home if you're Kirk Cousins.
And a million-hour drive from success.
Yeah.
It'll never happen. I would never do it.
I agree. Zippy chance I would ever play for the Browns if I had my druthers and could choose where I end up, which he does. Unless they drafted me, probably wouldn't end up in Cleveland as a quarterback. So we'll go Redskins over the Browns.
No question.
Denver Broncos. Why it could work. The Broncos will be desperate for a quarterback upgrade following a disastrous 2017 season. John Elway will want to roll the dice in the draft, or may not want to roll the dice in the draft after failing to get the result out of Osweiler, Simeon, and Paxton Lynch. Why it couldn't work. The Broncos could be leery about spending big for a quarterback they do not know well. There could be more cost-effective alternatives in the veteran market. If the Broncos are drafting early enough, they could see a resolution on the cheap there as well.
The idea that they would draft a quarterback with the way their team is structured right now doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
Does not. Their defense is starting to age a little bit, but it's still good.
Well, so is their offense. You know Demaryius Thomas is 30? That surprised
me. I believe
you.
That.
I would have said
Emmanuel Sanders isn't a baby anymore either.
Yeah, I would have said 26, 27, but there they
How
are.
How old Sanders? Probably 28?
He's 30 as well.
Is he really?
Right now is when they're ready. They need to go get a free agent stud.
Serious thing that happened before on Emmanuel Sanders that I didn't know about. One time I got an Uber, and he was in the back because he was a baby. But now he's not anymore, so Mm-mm. Now he's not in the back of Mm-mm. The Uber. Anyways, Denver Broncos, I would say such a better opportunity than the Redskins.
This is the situation that if I'm Cousins' agent, I start making calls now.
This is your one seed?
This is the one. I think that, A, that division isn't real good. It's ripe for the picking. That defense is still ready-made. There's enough young talent on that defense to go with some of the aging veterans. Their window is right now.
I think I got two teams over them.
This is my one seed. I think they are a quarterback, a.k.a. a Cousins, away.
Here's a team that no one ever talks about, but I actually think would be a really good fit. And for whatever it's worth, the graphic of Cousins in this uniform might look the best of any of the graphics.
Oh.
So that's worth nothing, actually. The Buffalo Bills.
Dude.
The Buffalo Bills. So why it could work, the write-up on ESPN.com. Tyrod Taylor's future with the team appears shaky at best. He is not going to be their starter, obviously. Going to put the Bills in the market for a quarterback. OC Rick Dennison ties to former Redskins coach Mike Shanahan.
Oh, hello.
Remains one of Cousins' top advocates. Dennison was offensive coordinator under Shanahan from 06 to 08. Of course, Kyle Shanahan connection matters most, and that is not present in Buffalo. Why it couldn't work with a new coach and GM, the Bills might want to start fresh with their own quarterback, not with a veteran. from another team. They might give Nathan Peterman a chance. Taylor is another consideration. Sure. The Bills don't get talked about. I don't know a lot about their cap situation, but that's a team with a good defense. Not great. They're not Denver, but they're good.
Early on, they were really good. They've really fallen off the second half of the year after
but
some
look
injuries.
At them. They're 8-6 with terrible quarterback play.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor basically doesn't throw interceptions, doesn't beat them. Kirk Cousins has a low interception rate as well. It's kind of similar. What you get out of Cousins is a lot more accurate short and intermediate passing and a lot more plays in the passing game. There's really no comparing Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback, and Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, in terms of passing success over the last couple of seasons. Now, Taylor helps their running game out a lot, and maybe their running game would get worse because you don't have to account for Cousins and read option. But while Buffalo never comes up, Buffalo is actually really interesting. The next team that they mentioned, we haven't said yet, Buffalo or Washington?
Washington, to me, I think that's 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. If you go to Buffalo, I think you trade in one set of problems for another. But you do have LeSean McCoy.
I would take the Bills over the Redskins in terms of chance to win. Now, here's the problem. You're in the division with New England,
yeah.
So you're not going to win in the division. But how often are you going to win divisions in Washington? You're basically vying for wild cards and trying to get hot and make a little run. I like McDermott as a coach. It's a defensive-minded coach with defensive personnel.
Yeah, I like McDermott.
I'm telling you, man, that team is on the up and a comer if they have a quarterback.
I feel like they've got the same set of circumstances that the Redskins do. In other words, like
there's
certain things you go, this is exciting.
But they don't have Bruce Allen, who you don't like.
Well, that's true. There's no Bruce Allen up there. That's a good point.
I mean, if you're Cousins, you're getting a fresh start with an org that wants you.
That may be the tipping point. You convince me. You convince
Bills
me.
Bills over the Redskins.
Bills over the Redskins.
Not to mention, they're 8-6 right now. I mean, they could very easily make the playoffs as a 9 or 10 win team. The New York Jets are the next team that they've got. They've also got the Dolphins, the Jags, the Vikings, the Steelers, the Giants, the Bucks. The Bucks? I need a case for that.
And the Vikings, too. What?
Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers still. So we'll go through some of those teams. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We're looking at possible destinations for Kirk Cousins and which he should prioritize as being better options for him than staying in Washington. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We're working our way through this Kirk Cousins destination piece on ESPN.com. We're going team by team and deciding if we were Cousins, would we rather be there for a chance to win next year or in Washington with the Redskins? We just decided that we would put the Buffalo Bills over the Redskins. Are you jotting these down so we have a tally?
Ooh.
So far,
I haven't yet. Hold on.
Just to get you up to speed,
yep.
We said that we would take the Cardinals over the Redskins if we were Cousins. Neither of us took the Browns over the Redskins.
Right.
We both took the Broncos over the Redskins.
Yep.
And I believe I took the Bills, and did you take the Bills
you
over the Redskins?
You convinced me to take the Bills because Bruce Allen doesn't work for the Bills. That's when it's close, when in doubt, keep Bruce out.
So here's one that at the beginning of the year, in a million years, I would have said no chance I would ever go there over Washington. It's now debatable. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to have to let you sway me one way or the other here. The New York Jets. Or the Washington Redskins? Where do you have a better chance to succeed if you're Cousins? Wyatt could work on ESPN.com. They write, the Jets have no long-term solution at quarterback, which means all options need to be on the table. Cousins would stabilize the future at position where they've had McCown, Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, Sanchez, among others. He'll be 39 at training camp talking about McCown. He's probably not an option. Wyatt couldn't work. The Jets could decide to target a quarterback early in the draft. They've done that a few times. They could do it a little bit cheaper on the veteran route as well. How early they wind up picking could influence their thinking. Your Cousins, would you rather go to New York, Todd Bowles and the Jets, or stay in Washington?
I'm staying in D.C. over the Jets. They are always one moment away from as much dysfunction or more than are the Redskins. You've got an owner who's kind of out and about in public that is always, again, just sort of shooting his mouth off. There's always discord about who's going to get fired and when. They are basically the Redskins North. They're kind of the also-ran at that stadium that they share second-handed
AFC
with
Redskins.
The Giants. Yeah. So, to me, and the Giants don't have much to offer me. I'm not excited about playing with Matt Forte, who's 127 years old, or Bilal Powell, or, you know, their group of receivers that just are not
Robbie
special.
Anderson.
Yeah, there's nothing special there to me.
I agree with you. Continuity of being in the same place with a coach I like working with in Jay Gruden over whatever the Jets situation is.
And I love Todd Bowles, by the way, but I just – and he's making chicken salad.
So how many teams do we like more than the Redskins?
Three so far.
Three more and two not as much.
Right.
So the Redskins are basically smack dab in the middle of the pack.
So far, yes.
All right, the Miami Dolphins. Now, I actually don't think this is really an option, so we'll have to read what they say here.
What do I not know about Tannehill? I thought he was well on his way back.
It could work. Tannehill's season-ending knee injury will force the Dolphins to at least consider alternatives for 18 and beyond. Jay Cutler is not a long-term solution. Tannehill has also reached the point in his contract when the team could release him without negative salary cap consequences.
Maybe you haven't, yeah.
Cousins could solve a long-running problem in Miami. Coach Adam Gase might prefer what he already has in Tannehill, though. This is why it may not work. That was the impression league insiders had as a season was getting underway. Miami was also open to other possibilities. You could go the route of Alex Smith or Case Keenum, among others, if they become available for cheaper.
I never thought of this as a possibility, but let's say they do. Let's say it's no more Tannehill and Mr. Neckbeard naked on a beach somewhere. Jay Cutler is no longer a solution. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I sprint to Miami. Sprint. Really? You want me? Yep. Be right there. I will sign those receivers and Landry and Parker. Yes, I like the development of the running game with Kenyon Drake. That is a situation I would go. I think Gase can coach offense.
By the way, yeah. And Adam Gase, who he might not be Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan, but he's Jay Gruden. I mean, he is really good conceptually. Quarterbacks love working with him. I don't think this is realistic because of the Tannehill factor here, but again, we're just running through the teams ESPN.com's laying out. And if that is a possibility that presents itself, I would put the Dolphins over the Redskins as
100%.
So jot that one down.
Yep.
All right, next one on the list as we go in alphabetical order on ESPN.com. 14 destinations for Kirk Cousins. Which ones rank better and worse than staying in Washington for him? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
See, this would be such a hassle. This would be such a hassle, Grant. Think about all the tickets you have to get for your friends for the AFC title game. Like, what a pain in the butt. Like, you have to do, this guy wants a favor. Now this guy wants a favor. Hey, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, and I want to see you play in this important playoff game. Get me a ticket. I don't know that I would, of course I would do this. That's how fast. That's a heartbeat. Yes.
This is one of the two teams I told you I've got ranked ahead of Denver, who you said is your number one. It's Jacksonville, and this is easy over the Redskins. Wyatt could work. The Jaguars have in place a talented defense and number one running back. But Blake Bortles could be seen as too inconsistent to remain the starter. $19 million salary for next year, by the way. That's a lot for a guy that isn't that good. Now, if Blake Bortles keeps playing like he has the last few weeks,
you ready to count on that?
You know, he has one or two playoff games that are really good, and you get to an AFC title game, maybe he could still swing the pendulum back in his favor because $19 million is a bargain for a quality quarterback. He's not a quality quarterback as of this moment. Why it may not work, Bortles' production has improved lately. If the team thinks he is on the right path under different coaching, why make an expensive play for Cousins? The team could also sign a veteran for 18 like Alex Smith or
Eli
Manning.
Would that be a huge mistake? If you're the Jaguars, you've been a laughingstock forever. You've been a joke since Mark Brunell left.
You mean to keep Bortles?
To do anything other than to go all in.
Eli Manning in there, you could win with Eli Manning. If you bring Alex Smith in there, you can win with Alex Smith.
Yes, but I wouldn't consider Smith cheap. But I think maybe point taken. To me, this is cheaper than
Cousins.
Yeah, but this is one of those times where you go, we are right there, dude. We are right there. It's worth it. It is worth it to go all in. A lot of times it ain't worth it because the guy's only helps you get marginally better. This is not a time to skimp if you're Jacksonville.
So we're both saying Jacksonville over Washington. So what's our count right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 better than Washington, 2 worse.
Okay, so the Redskins rank 6th out of 8 teams right now.
Yep.
If you're Kirk Cousins deciding where you're going to end up impartially.
Next one's not going to help the list either.
Now, this is not that authentic an option, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't see this one. Maybe I'm crazy.
But, again, this is if these present themselves, where would you rank this as a destination? The Minnesota Vikings, who right now are maybe the best team in the NFC, second best record in the conference. Why it could work, Danny. None of the Vikings' current quarterbacks has a contract beyond this season. The Vikings are an NFC contender as it is, but their odds for getting over the top and winning a championship could increase with a guy like Cousins. Minnesota has a history under GM Rick Spielman of adding veteran quarterbacks. They did it with Favre, they did it with McNabb, they did it with Bradford. Cousins would arrive in that tradition. Why it couldn't work. The Vikings could be more likely to just re-sign Keenum and or Teddy Bridgewater. They know both players much better than they know Cousins, who figures to carry a higher price tag than either of those guys. If the Vikings are an option, of course they're a better fit than the Redskins.
Absolutely. No brainer.
Go to Minnesota, hand the ball off a bunch, make a couple throws a game, and let everyone tell you how great you are. See Case Keenum.
I've got.
That's what's happening right now.
I got some Dalvin Cook. I've also got a changeup in McKinnon. I got Thielen and Days. I got a decent tight end in Rudolph. Is he Jordan Reed? No, but he's more available. That situation, oh, would it be glorious to walk in there?
Defensively, they're great.
As good as anybody.
And they've got a running game. Two things you have not had at any time while starting for the Washington Redskins.
Any time.
That one's over Washington as well. The next one will be easily. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really? You like that one better?
This is where I want Kirk Cousins to end up. Now, I think Ben Roethlisberger probably continues to play because he had a great second half.
Yeah.
There's a couple caveats here. Number one, he looks 63 years old in the third quarter of any game.
He's walking around a little gingerly most of the week.
He ages 8 years a hit at this point. If they were to win the Super Bowl this year, I think he walks into the sunset.
He does a Bettis.
A la Jerome Bettis on the podium, says, it's been fun. Thanks, Pittsburgh. Here's your third ring under me. If they don't win the Super Bowl, maybe he does come back. But don't forget how long he contemplated retirement last offseason and how bad he was early this season because of that. If Roethlisberger leaves, which is the case they're making here, you need a quarterback. You plug in Cousins. They pay Roethlisberger $23 million. You'd have to pay Cousins handful million more than that. I don't know that you miss a beat.
Can you imagine Bell and Brown, another deep threat in Martavis Bryant, working in the middle of the field with Schuster?
Just checking it down to Jesse James 6-7 times.
Oh, my God.
Why it wouldn't work, according to ESPN.com, Roethlisberger could return, and if he does, the Steelers could draft a potential replacement. Obviously, if he's there, Cousins wouldn't be. Put the Steelers over the Redskins for me.
Yeah, 100%.
Couple more left here. Here's an interesting one. We'll get into next. The New York Giants in the division. What if Cousins played the Redskins twice a year?
I couldn't handle it. I could barely handle it when it happened to LeVar. I could barely handle it when Brian Mitchell left. I would not be able to handle it.
They also have the Bucks on this list for some reason.
Yeah, why are they there?
The Colts, without knowing what the deal is with Andrew Luck, and the 49ers. So we'll wrap this up with those teams next before we take your calls at 800-636-1067. What's our current count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams ahead of your Washington Redskins.
How many behind them?
2.
We're not the worst.
We're not the worst.
We're not the worst. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Grant and Danny, 106.7 the Fan. The Kirk Cousins sweepstakes is beginning in earnest, I suppose, with 2 weeks left. ESPN.com posting a story, Destination Cousins. They've got 14 different teams where he could end up. We're going through to see where the Redskins would rank if we were putting together our wish list, if we were Cousins.
And they don't come out that good.
So far, they haven't.
Mm-mm.
There are some teams remaining. All right, here's the New York Giants now. This would be strange to see Kirk Cousins in a Giants jersey. You'd have Odell Beckham Jr. at your disposal. You'd have Sterling Shepard. Brandon Marshall signed a multi-year deal. I want to see if he's still there next year. I'm not really sure. They can't run the ball. They're going to have a brand-new head coach. That's something that's kind of ominous if you're a quarterback. They do have a better defense than the Redskins do on paper going into next year, I would think, as a healthy group that was dominant a season ago. And they've been to and won a couple Super Bowls in the last decade and a little bit of change. I would still put the Redskins over the Giants, though. I don't love dealing with that media if I'm Kirk Cousins. I don't love that market where everything's the end of the world, more so than in Washington. Beckham Jr. and the team are constantly kind of feuding.
Always a thing.
He could leave at any moment. And you don't know, who's the coach? Do you like working with the coach? Are they going offensive-minded or defensive-minded? Now, if they go out and they hire, like, Jim Bob Cooter or something like that, and you get to work with a guy who throws the ball 50 times a game and puts his quarterbacks in a good spot, or if they hire Josh McDaniels, let's have that conversation. But in the meantime, I would put the Redskins over the Giants.
Yeah, I'm not going to the Giants. That's a year, because here's what happened. They thought they were going to compete this year the same way I did, the same way a lot of pundits did. They didn't. This is a tear down, move on from your old quarterback. This is now a full-fledged rebuild. I have no interest in sitting there through a rebuild. I'm not here to hold anybody's hand. I know Beckham is great, and he is, and Engram's a great option, too.
He's a good player.
They're both real good players, obviously. I think Beckham is a top five guy at his position. Engram's on his way to that as a pass catcher. I've got no interest in getting destroyed behind a crappy offensive line. And again, it's a bad culture right now that they're going to wipe the slate clean and start over. No way. No way am I doing that.
So I'm with you. I could see where I'd pick the Giants over the Redskins, but a lot of things would have to happen that are unlikely. And there is something to be said for the continuity that Cousins talked about on our show of being here for an extended period of time with the same play caller, with the same coach. So I'm going Redskins over the Giants. Also, I don't know that I'd want to deal with the hassle of in the division, the questions and the storylines twice a year of back to Washington and playing. I wouldn't want to deal with that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I almost think we should dismiss this one as just ridiculous.
Yeah, how could this? There's no way.
So this is what they wrote. Why it could work. The concerns over immaturity that followed Jameis Winston from Florida State in the NFL again appear relevant amid allegations of sexual assault of an Uber driver in 2016. The league is investigating. If keeping Winston becomes untenable or the Bucs simply determine they need more maturity from the position, Cousins could make sense for them. That's just a kind of a way of adding another team to this graphic.
They wanted it to be Brady Bunch square, so they added right. another team. Let's say for the sake of arguing, there's no Jameis. I can't imagine that, but let's say that happens. That's a pretty good destination.
It is, but I'm not even sure we should even put it on our list because I think it's that unlikely.
We shouldn't. So for the purposes of this exercise, though, would you rather be in Tampa or in Washington?
Tampa.
Tampa. Same here.
And I am saying Redskins over the Giants, Bucks over the Redskins. So we got two left. The Indianapolis Colts, also unlikely, but, of course, Andrew Luck's long-term health is now in question.
Yeah.
If Luck doesn't return, which is becoming a possibility, they need a quarterback. Instead of going and drafting someone, they could just sign Cousins and start right over with a franchise QB. If you're Cousins, you've got T.Y. Hilton under contract. Frank Gore is still there, who's 8,000 years old. They can run the ball a little bit. Their defense isn't good. That's not a very good team. And they're going to be blowing out the coaching staff and starting over. I would put the Redskins over the Colts, believe it or
way
not.
Way over the Colts. This is as dysfunctional an organization as there is right now in the NFL.
Partially because of their owner and their front office.
Yep, that's a main reason for it. They are a disaster.
And if Cousins doesn't like dealing with this group, owner and front office,
you're trading in a huge set of new problems.
Right, you're just going to have the same issues. Then they have the 49ers. Obviously, they went and traded for Garoppolo. Garoppolo is playing well right now. They write, San Francisco became the most obvious destination for Cousins when former Redskins OC Kyle Shanahan became their head coach. The team did not immediately sign the newly acquired Jimmy Garoppolo to a long-term deal. Garoppolo deal obviously makes a Cousins pursuit less likely, but it also could have been a hedge if Cousins is the quarterback Shanahan really wants. There was nothing that'll stop San Francisco from pursuing him. They've got all of the money. Why it wouldn't work. Garoppolo's been outstanding in his first few games.
He's been good, man.
Why would the 49ers make a strong play for Cousins if they already have a promising quarterback? It's a fair question. The draft could provide another alternative. I think it's Garoppolo or bust for them.
But Garoppolo's under no obligation to sign there.
He's not.
That's what's confused me about this.
They could franchise tag him for way less than they'd pay Cousins.
So I think that would probably be what ultimately is their play, because Garoppolo should basically say, hey, you traded for me. It's my one chance here to go out and play for who I want. Pay me that money.
All right, so let's put the finishing touches then on our exercise. Your Cousins, 49ers with Kyle or Redskins with Jay and company.
San Francisco's got their own bit of dysfunction. We shouldn't underestimate that. Of stability, yeah. So, but I would say the Kylehan pull, I will go and I'll look everywhere that Kyle Shanahan's been, the quarterback play, and I'll say that guy knows what he's doing. Yep. I'll go put my career in his hands. As Cousins sent him something, by the way, that said, I owe you my career.
Well, that was Sean McVay.
Oh, that was Sean. Oh, never mind. What did he do for Kylehan?
It's probably something very similar. He has said in the past that he feels like his career is partially responsible.
So you're right. He did that to Sean McVay. I apologize.
But the point is still the same. He loves Kyle Shanahan.
He turned Matt Schaub into a thing. Never forget that without Kyle Shanahan, Matt Schaub not a thing. With him, a thing.
So if we put the 49ers above the Redskins, which we agree upon,
yep.
What's our count? Where do the Redskins come in on this list of how many teams?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ooh, God.
How many teams below them?
3.
9 out of 13. Or is it 12?
No, 13.
Because there's 8.
Because Redskins included, yeah.
Wow.
Nine above, 3 below. Redskins are 10th out of 13.
That is a swift kick to the stomach, isn't it?
Yep.
Doesn't that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
It doesn't make me feel good. That'd make me feel what we like to call good.
So let's do this. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. We will give our rankings of the top 3 places we'd most want to go if we were Cousins to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Clearly the Redskins are not going to rank in that top 3. 800-636-1067 is the number. That's 800-636-1067. If you were Cousins, where would you want to go? And then the other part of the question, we'll answer this as well. Will he end up here or elsewhere on a binary? DC, or is he leaving? Brant and Danny on the Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.